rest of the story. Daybreak. Dawn. Not a sudden burst of light, but rather a peeling away of the layers of night. Until the houses of the quaint town had lifted their heads from slumber and poked up through the morning mist. And I'd like you to walk with me through that mist. Down the old Indian trail, beside Lispinard Meadows. Now farther, there's something I want you to see. Look over there past the houses. No, that's not another meadow. It only appears to be a wide expanse of ground at the moment, but wait a while. Until the mist clears and reveals what wonder lies beneath it. It's a lake. A lake, a sparkling, spring-fed lake that vanishes under the stars in the fog each night, but then reappears like Brigadoon by morning light. The townspeople call it simply and rather sweetly, the Collect. In summer, the boats dot its gleaming surface. In winter, the skaters swarm in bundled bunches on the Collect. Makes it sound as though the town itself is somehow brought together in its reflection. The lake is deep as it is clear, 60 feet or more in some places. All the better, as it is the town's main source of drinking water. Now, see over there how sheer cliffs rise from its sun-dappled shore. How the hickory and chestnut on those cliffs stand as though preening before the great mirror below. It was in the shade of those trees that townsfolk once gathered to see if John Fitch had finally lost his senses. He'd build a steamboat of all things, an 18-foot yawl with a screw propeller. Of course, when time came to try it out in that bright summertime long past, John chose the Collect. The lake we've been talking about. And the experiment was a rather splendid success, with John tending the boiler and a boy assisting steering with an oar from the stern. The strange craft completed its first-of-a-kind voyage without a flaw. How could those wonderful days ever have ended? But they did. The spring that fed the sparkling lake went dry, until not even the horses would drink from its stagnancy, and the water slowly receded until one morning when the mist had vanished, the lake had vanished forever. And so it is that we may return now only in our minds, wandering down the old Indian trail beside Lispinard Meadows through the quaint town to the magnificent lake that really was not even two centuries ago. For in a way, the vanishing lake casts reflections still of a world that changes all too quickly, of a clean, quiet town whose nourishing springs grow ever dry. But don't let it be forgot that once charming houses greeted the fragrant dawn, and a meadow lay between the river and the old Indian trail, which is now a street known as Broadway. That's right. So you who live in what once was Brigadoon, go on down to Foley Square and stand there and imagine that once upon a time you could have been a very happy fish in a glassy lake by a lovely town called New York City. Because now you know the rest of the story.